each week at a club in Manchester known as Millie's, some of the region's top poets take part in what's known as a slam.
What do I do for a living? A better question, a healthier conversation would be, what do I do to live? And there is only one answer. I write. I put words to paper to root myself to the earth so I don't get swept up in the dismal tide of commerce, the self-hypnotizing trick of routine.
That's Mark Pallas, slam master of Slam Free or Die. Next week, he leads a team of poets. They head to Boston to take part in the National Poetry Slam. He's here to give us a preview. Mark, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Can you tell us just a little bit about who's on the team this year, and maybe we can hear a clip?
The team this year is myself. I am also functioning as the coach. After myself, there is Mackenzie Fils-Aimée. He also, the last 2 years, was on the Boston Poetry Slam team, which is one of the most competitive teams in the country. In 2011, Mackenzie actually took first place in their team competition, beating out some of the best poets in the country.
Let's hear a clip of Mackenzie on stage at Millie's.
Before you taught me how to sleep alone again, I wrote a poem on the fading pulse of our relationship. It read, "Dear lover, because your mouth creaks the words, I love you, quiet as an old shed's door, I know you want me to leave. Because my blood would rather circle my body in solitude, I will not. I have a list of reasons why moving my things out of our door will become familiar. I haven't shared them yet. I'd rather be a small sound in your throat than nothing."
That's Mackenzie Fils-Aimée, a veteran of the Slam Free or Die poetry team. Mark Pallas, the other three team members this year are rookies.
Rookie is sort of a loose term. A person may have been competing for years, but when they're on a team for the first time, you refer to them as a rookie. We have Kayla Wheeler. She was new to our reading within the past year and a half or so, and she really stood out. She brought a flavor that no one else was bringing at the time. I think it was either in our semifinals or our finals. Kayla was reading a rough draft of that poem that she had written that day, and she blew the room away.
All right, let's hear a clip.
I was 16. I was at work at an insignificant coffee house. He grabbed me like I was a cup he might actually try to drink from, like he was dying of thirst and I was the only satiable thing. How dare I keep him from such a basic need? When I told my female supervisor, she said, "It was probably just a joke. You were probably in the way."
The piece is called Dichotomy of Girl by Kayla Wheeler. Mark Pallas, tell me about Tim Hopkins, another team member.
A lot of us saw not necessarily what he was doing, but what we could see him doing down the road, the potential that was there. What he lacks in experience, he makes up for in enthusiasm.
Let's hear Tim in action.
Back in the day, me and my brothers used to walk the suburban streets of our neighborhood in the middle of the night like we owned them. Because we did. You see, in our minds, anything that was in your home was yours. But if you had something about you in your front lawn, in your driveway, or God forbid, on our street, that was ours.
Tim Hopkins there performing at Slam Free or Die. Finally, Sam Mercer. How do we even describe Sam's poem?
The Incredible Hulk trying to make an omelet. And all the difficulty therein.
Hulk open fridge. Fridge full of few things. Is eggs, is beans, is cheese, is milk. Fridge large, like Hulk. Hulk use gentlest touch to grab egg. Hulk smash.
Sam Mercer there with a poem about the Hulk making an omelet. Now that we've heard the members of the team, Mark Pallas, could you tell us how you've all been practicing and preparing for the National Poetry Slam?
Two practices, ideally, and then we have the regular reading. We also have a series of regionals, and regionals are effectively scrimmages. They're held at all the different readings throughout New England. It doesn't count for anything if you win, but it allows you to try out new work. And we've been doing a few featured appearances, different places to kind of see what we can do.
Well, Mark Pallas, thanks as always for talking with me, and good luck in Boston.
Thank you.